talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
There are few things pure in this world anymore, and home is one of the few. We'd have a drink outside, maybe running out if we saw a couple men in blue. But to me, it's so damn easy to see that your people are the people at home. Well, I've been away, but now I'm back today, and there ain't a place I'd rather go. I feel home when I see the faces that remember my own.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was I Feel Home by OAR, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 23rd through the 25th at the both, and they're both held at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is coming to you from Jean's Custom Workroom in West Ashland. Boy, they create some awesome soft goods. Everything from drapes, window treatments, to bedding, not the mattresses kind of bedding, but bedding, duvets and comforters and what have you, pillows, lots and lots, anything that, any kind of textile that is soft, good, they fabricate it at their very busy workroom in West Ashley. And we'll be talking with Valerie Stone with Jean's Custom Workroom. Also, we'll be talking with Becky Hopman with Houseful, and that is a modern furniture store in West Ashley as well. Also, Chris Cox with Tailgate Specialties, and he's one of the vendors that you'll see at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Also, interior designer Ann Robinson with GDC Home. And finally, we've got a great interview set up with Chris Gentry with Lowe's Home Improvement, and he is going to be talking about the 400 free flashlights that we're going to be giving out at the Charleston Fall Home Show on Saturday and Sunday mornings when the show opens August 24th and 25th. These are $20 flashlights that Lowe's is donating, and on Saturday morning, the first 200 families who come to the show pay their regular show admission. It's only $7. Not only do you get into the show and get all sorts of great inspiration, but you're going to walk away with a $20 flashlight from Lowe's. And then on Sunday morning, when the show opens at 11. The first 200 families, once again, will get a free $20 flashlight from Lowe's Home Improvement. And so we'll be talking with him in a second. But I wanted to take a moment and tell you, give you some details. We haven't announced these details until today, and I wanted to just pass on some of the details that we have about the Charleston Fall Home Show. And again, that's happening August 23rd through the 25th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And once again, we've got our Friday free admission on Friday from 11 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. And so we want everyone to come to the show. over the course of the weekend. But if you want to come for free, you can on Friday from 11 a.m. until 5:30. Admission, by the way, on Saturday and Sunday is only $7 per person. And there's $5 special event parking in the attached garage, parking garage right next door for the Gilliard as well. So that's a bargain for downtown. On Friday afternoon, we've got the Hurricane Protection Panel of Experts. And Dave Williams, Chief Meteorologist with ABC News 4, will be joining yours truly. And we're going to have a panel of experts, including window and door companies, roofing companies, standby generators, any products that can help to protect your house. We're going to have experts on hand, and they are going to answer the questions that every homeowner should know before purchasing hurricane protection for your home. And by the way, at our January show, I was really blown away at the number of homeowners that were there to talk to hurricane shutter companies. And the hurricane shutter companies had a great show in January, and they're going to have another great show at the August show. So we've got the Hurricane Protection Panel of Experts going on Friday. We've also Friday afternoon, Friday evening starting at 6, we've got our VIP home show party happening. And tickets to that are only $15. And there's an open beer and wine bar. And we've got heavy hors d'oeuvres. We've got pasta stations and ham carving stations and past hors d'oeuvres going on at the show. So it's a really good bargain and a great way to see the show with a beer or wine in your hand. Saturday morning, as I mentioned, starting at 10 a.m., we're going to be giving away 200 of those free flashlights to the first 200 families. And special thanks to Lowe's Home Improvement for donating those 200 flashlights. You get one of those free with paid $7 admission. And by the way, at also happening on Saturday at 1 p.m., we're going to be giving away 100 free three-piece oyster candle gift sets from the Oyster Candle Company right here in Charleston. These are all handmade candles. They take oyster shells from downtown restaurant, and these are big oyster clusters, and they pour the wax in them, and it's a three-piece oyster candle gift set, a $20 value. We're going to be giving away 100 of those to the first 100 families that, once again, pay that $7 admission to the show. Then at 2 p.m., our admission drops to only $2 per person, $2 admission after 2 p.m. on Saturday. And we've got free design consultations with architects and interior designers going on Saturday. And we've also got a great lecture series going on Saturday and Sunday, Inside the Architect's Mind. And so we've lined up a number of leading local architects who will be sharing information about some of the projects that they have worked on. It's about the fourth or fifth year we've done this, and it's very, very popular. On Sunday, we've got, once again, when the show opens at 11 a.m., the first 200 families will get a free $20 flashlight from Lowe's with paid $7 admission. And then at 1 p.m., we're giving away another 100 free three-piece oyster candle gift sets to the first 100 families that pay the $7 admission. And then at 2 o'clock, admission drops to only $2 per person. And we've got the free design consultations with architects and interior designers going on Sunday as well, as well as the lecture series Inside the Architect's Mind. So lots and lots going on. We're also going to be giving away three lucky locals. We'll each win a $2,000 home improvement prize package, and we've got a $2,000 shopping spree from Charleston Lighting and Interiors. We've got a $2,000 merchandise gift card from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. That's enough to buy a big green egg and lots of accessories. And also a $2,000 services package from First Class Painting and Restoration. So I just wanted to also thank all of our sponsors, Melser Tile, Carpetbaggers Carpet One, Closets by Design, Shelf Genie, Living Designs Landscaping, Aqua Blue Pools, Next Gen Automated, Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Y1025, News Radio 94.3 WSC, ABC News 4, and The Post and Courier. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to today's radio show. Today's radio show is coming to you from Jean's Custom Workroom. And they're located at 1610 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in West Ashley. And now we're talking with Valerie Stone with Jean's Custom Workroom. How are you doing, Valerie?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good. Valerie, take a moment and tell everybody about Jean's Custom Workroom.
We are a full-service drapery workroom, so we do drapery, slipcovers, bedding, upholstery, pillows. Basically, if it's a soft textile that can be crafted for the home, we can make it.
Gotcha. And take our listeners on a little tour of Jean's Custom Workroom here. Like, what do you get? Customers are okay to come to your showroom here?
Absolutely. We have walk-ins are welcome. We have remnants for sale at a great price. So if there's any tinkerers, that's also something that we have here. And we have a number of designer fabrics available for order, custom, obviously, to what they need. Mm-hmm. We can't house all of the full bolts here, but we have trim tapes and boards to look at for that, and they are more than welcome to come and see where the magic happens. We have designers come and bring clients often to look at fabrics that they don't have access mm-hmm. to and so forth. So we just started new summer hours. So typically our hours are 10 to 3 Monday through Friday, and we've started longer days or shorter weeks. So it's Monday okay. through Thursday now. 9 to 5:30, and then Friday 9 to 2.
Okay, good deal. Why should someone consider having some draperies or window treatments or pillows or bedding custom made versus buying them off the shelf?
Well, we've all had times when we're looking for that perfect item and mm-hmm. the perfect color and just the right fabric. That fits our lifestyle. So that's kind of where we come in. You pick the textures and the colors and the feel of what you want to be surrounded by, and then we make your ideas come to life.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I would imagine that there's been cases where, you know, people have maybe gone over to a friend's house and they see the pillows and they say, oh, I remember seeing those at Walmart or Target or something like that. And that may not be the image that they're trying to project either. It's, I guess, kind of like showing up at a party and two ladies have the same exact dress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They can boast, like, this is a one of a kind and so forth like mm-hmm. that. So, and we do a lot of work with Ann Robinson at GDC Kiowa, and she has a great flair for pulling in people's unique designs and, you know, getting a real tailored look for their life and representing who they are. So those folks really, really get a great product that's very custom to them and very unique to them.
And you mentioned interior designer Ann Robinson with GDC Home, and she said before her interview that Jean's Custom Workroom is her go-to place. So any custom drapes or window treatments, everyone at GDC Home goes to Jean's Custom Workroom to have that work done. Why is that?
We have just developed over the years a great rapport, a great working relationship. We know how to communicate what we can do and what they're looking for, they can communicate with us, and it's just a real solid foundation. So when when there's questions, will this fabric work for this or that? And or if we happen to get a fabric in that's particularly difficult for a specific piece of a project, we can reach out to them with confidence and know that they can come up with something that's going to work for that piece. Mm-hmm. So it's really great to work with them because they've got a great clientele built up, mm-hmm. and people know them, people know us, and we can work together
right.
real well.
You make Jean's Custom Workroom makes GDC Home look good.
Absolutely, and vice versa.
Because they're you're delivering for them, and I would guess leading up to the holidays, is that one of the busiest times at Jean's Custom Workroom?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. The holidays get really crazy, and really, if you want something done for Thanksgiving, you got to start now. Mm-hmm. It just gets that crazy.
Right. Right. And what about installation of the window treatments, for example?
We have subcontractors for our installation, and so that's kind of separate from us. We do arrange it for you, but we have some of the best in the industry. It's a little bit of a wait time because of mm-hmm. that. They're in high demand. So, but we try to work and coordinate with when the project looks like it's going to wrap up, when they need it by, if there's certain events that the client is needing the project complete by a certain date, then we try to work around that and get things booked way in advance for the installs.
Gotcha. You know, that's a compliment to your installers that they're in such high demand. And I think as far as from the customer's point of view, they just want it installed correctly so that it looks great and they can take all the credit for your hard work.
Absolutely.
What are some of your favorite items to fabricate here at Jean's Custom Workroom?
I love to see the beautiful drapery. I mean, there are some very lengthy drapes in the Charleston area because of the homes having the huge windows, high ceilings, those real flowy, lengthy drapes, and the trim tapes mm-hmm. being very big.
What are trim
as
tapes?
Always. It's just a little decorative tape that you can put on the lead edge of a drapery or across a Roman shade, a valance, so forth. And just seeing those real flowy designs with the big windows and the little decorative tape incorporated in it is just, it's one of my favorite things.
Yeah. And draperies are they kind of went out, didn't they? And now I think I've been hearing that they're very, very strong.
It's kind of an ebb and flow situation where, you know, it's fads come and go. But drapes are definitely just all over the place now. Mm-hmm. A lot of stationary panels, people want just kind of that little bit of accent on their windows, seeing a lot of that now, not wanting the windows necessarily to always be able to be covered. They may do woven shades underneath, which we also sell those as well, the natural woven shades, and roller shades for outdoors is great. So they like to have a little decorative panel on either side of that. So they're definitely big.
I think we have Roman shades in our living room, made out of drapes. And is that something that Jean's Custom Workroom can help folks with?
Absolutely. We do a lot of Roman shades, and we can do stationary shades, flat fold, balloon valances, all kind of, you know, there's all different options for the Roman shades. So, and it gets a little tricky. We can alter the boards if you need to fit them into a weird spacing. Mm-hmm. If your window casing is not maybe so deep, we can work with that too. So there's really nothing off limits with us. We can really kind of get in there and get it done with whatever you have. So
that's great. How long has Jean's Custom Workroom been around?
10 plus years.
So you have a lot of happy customers. You can't stay in business that long.
Absolutely.
Without a lot of happy customers. Well, good. Well, how can folks get more information about Jean's Custom Workroom?
They can visit our website at jeanscustomworkroom.com. They can email us at Jean's Custom Workroom at iCloud.com, mm-hmm. or they can give me a call at 843-225-1669.
And describe where Jean's Custom Workroom is located.
We're in the Chuck E. Cheese Plaza on Sam Rittenberg in West Ashley. If you're facing Chuck E. Cheese, you got to come around the right-hand side of the building. We're kind of tucked away behind, not because we're hiding, but just because it was a good location with a lot of space for us. So.
There you go. Good deal. All right. Well, we have been talking with Valerie Stone with Jean's Custom Workroom, and special thanks to Jean's Custom Workroom for hosting today's radio show. Thanks, Valerie. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and joining us now is Becky Hopman with Houseful. How are you doing, Becky?
Hi, I'm good.
Good. Becky, take a moment and tell everybody about Houseful.
Okay, well, Houseful, we are Charleston's modern home store. We specialize in modern Scandinavian and international style home furnishings for any room in your home. Lighting, rugs, accessories, and now we're also introducing modern outdoor furniture as well.
Very good. What is, for people who may not be familiar with Scandinavian furniture, what is Scandinavian? What does it look like?
While our lines, we source from about 30 different countries, we do keep a Scandinavian aesthetic, we like to say, which is very clean, minimal, modern style with lots of natural materials such as cotton, linen, wools, and wood tones. And we felt like that was a really good fit for the coastal market here in Charleston.
Gotcha. So looking around your store here in West Ashley, what would be the style that you would call most of the furnishings here at Houseful?
We're definitely what we call a classic modern style, where we're not overly trendy, not too much ornamentation, just really clean classic style with clean lines.
Mm-hmm. I heard that term a few years ago, the mid-century, and it sounded so old, but it's actually only about 10 or 15 years before I was born. So would you say maybe some of the styles of furniture here have got that mid-century look?
Some of them do. Not everything, but we certainly do have some key pieces that reminisce that mid-century style, whether it be the style of legs on the piece of furniture or just the overall design as well. We do have some pieces, and even we have some lighting that some people are attracted to that love that mid-century modern style.
There a lot of people like that clean, uncluttered look in their house, and they can Houseful can definitely help out a homeowner that wants that look, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of people who come from a more traditional classic design style, whether they grew up that way or their current home decor is that way, and they come in and they're ready for a fresh start, and they really love the simplicity that we offer. And like I said, it's just such a great fit for the coastal lifestyle here.
Mm-hmm. How would someone who maybe lives in a 20 or 30 year old house, maybe on more on the traditional side, do you ever have any customers that fit that bill, and how do you help them kind of integrate some of the furnishings that you find here at Houseful into more of a traditional looking house?
Yeah, for instance, you can bring some of this style in very easily, whether it's as simple as switching out your single sofa and just going with a more classic clean sofa style. And that is a great start. A lot of people will even introduce maybe just new dining chairs with their existing dining table. So you don't have to go all in. You can definitely start with baby steps and just bring in a few pieces at a time and integrate it into a more traditional home. And the styles mesh really nicely together.
I saw you earlier talking with a couple, and does Houseful offer free design advice as far as how to put together a room for someone?
Yeah, absolutely. We offer free design services here in the store. We really specialize in space planning, and especially if you're coming from a smaller scale home or apartment or condo. And then we also offer free in-house design services as well, where we'll come out and take measurements and photos and really help you put together a whole room if that's the services that you're looking for. And if you're not looking for quite that much design services, we can simply come in and help you replace a few pieces and freshen up the space.
Mm-hmm. Are there other Houseful locations around the United States?
No, it is just us. We are a locally owned and operated family business.
What does Houseful mean, or how did you come up with that name?
It's our own name. It's our own made up word. We wanted to incorporate the word house, and we spell it H-A-U-S because that does have a more international, you know, meaning connotation to it. And we just wanted something that was simple and memorable and unique to us.
Gotcha. And we've been talking a lot about the furnishings here at Houseful, but there's lots and lots of accessories, and I would say a lot of unique gift ideas for people too.
Yeah, we have a lot of return customers. Anytime a birthday, anniversary, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Just like I said, we bring in a lot of unique pieces from, we source from about 30 different countries.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that Houseful has, you've brought on a couple new lines.
We have. One of them is called Monty. They're a Canadian brand that we're really excited to bring in. They specialize in smaller scale, modern recliners and gliders. Mm-hmm. Really beautiful pieces. Not your typical, you know, father's recliner here. It's going to be something that everyone can agree on to put into their living room. Another new line that we're really excited to bring in is called Skagerrak. It's an old Danish line that's been in Denmark forever, and they're just now really gaining some popularity in the USA, and we are one of their few dealers here on the East Coast.
That's great. And Houseful just launched your modern outdoor furniture line July 1st. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we are kind of taking what we already do for inside your home and bringing that style for your outdoors, whether it's patio, deck, porch, or even your dock. Mm-hmm. We're really specializing in beautiful modern pieces that are going to be able to withstand the Charleston elements outside.
Are they made from composite materials or what are these, some of these outdoor furniture styles made of?
Yeah, there's quite a variety. We'll have some pieces that are from teak, and we'll even have some pieces that are aluminum, and they have a heavy powder coated finish, so they're going to be able to withstand the salt air. And then we even have some pieces that are a polycarbonate material with some fiberglass mixed in, so they will not fade in the sun. Mm. Which is obviously a brutal element here in Charleston.
Right. Well, how can folks get more information about Houseful?
You can visit our website at www.houseful.com, and or you can come visit us at the store. We're at 1890 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard.
And what's a landmark people could look for when they come to the Houseful showroom?
We're in Outback Plaza, where there's Outback Steakhouse, and we're also near Men's Warehouse.
All right, very good. Well, we have been talking with Becky Hopman with Houseful. Thanks so much, Becky.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Jean's Custom Workroom, and they're located at 1610 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard. If you think of the, there, and it's in West Ashley, if you think of the Chuck E. Cheese location, they're kind of around the corner in the near the back end of the shopping center. And now we're talking with Chris Cox with Tailgate Specialties. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Chris, take a moment and tell everybody about Tailgate Specialties.
Well, first off, we do custom furniture, really anything. Started off doing cornhole games as a hobby, Then it went to Oyster Tables and marketing those, and now it's just snowballed into people sending different pictures saying, can you do this, can you do that? So a lot of farm tables, a lot of media centers, barn door media centers, different kind of furniture like that. So really we're kind of wide open to doing anything.
Well, that's great.
Bar tops and countertops are getting popular.
I love hearing stories about businesses that grow themselves organically.
Yeah, pretty much growing in a garage.
That's how Charleston Home and Design Magazine got started. And, you know, you start with one product, and then someone says, hey, can you make this for me? And all of a sudden, that's a new specialty for you.
That's exactly how it's been. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, I've got some good news for our listeners. Tailgate Specialties is part of our grand prize giveaway at the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 23rd through the 25th. And we always have local winners, and one lucky local will win a $2,000 shopping spree at Tailgate Specialties. And what can you get for $2,000?
Get you a custom dining table, maybe even a media center, barn door media center. Any kind of bookshelves or cabinets,
nice.
Maybe a butcher block countertop or something like that.
Nice.
You can put that towards a really nice table.
And do you still do the cornhole games?
I do still do the cornhole games and the oyster tables. They're really popular. Kind of out of oyster season now, but
right.
They'll roll back in here shortly. Try to market them towards Low Country Boil. Even birthday parties, having your cake and ice cream on it, you can just spray it off. I've had to try to find new ways to market it that way it'll sell year round.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really done well. A lot of customers will buy them and then send me, I encourage them to send me pictures of anything but oysters. And they've done a good job of doing that.
Cool. Well, that's awesome. And football season will be here before we know it, too. So
that's right. Tailgating, they're used a lot up at Tailgate. Clemson, Carolina had a few in Wake Forest. They get them to do that with.
Nice.
Cornhole games, they're going to pick up, of course.
Can you can someone order a tailgate? A cornhole game that maybe has their school colors and lettering on it?
Yep, I do the school colors. Don't do any of the logos. I kind of let the customers, you know, pick their logo.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll design the boards, build them, their regulation size and weight. And then you just kind of pick what you want on it. You can pick your own logo. A lot of different places sell the logos, and you can get exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the furniture that Tailgate Specialties builds. So you mentioned farm tables. Like, are you using new lumber for that or reclaimed lumber?
We do both. A lot of it is new stuff, but we also have some reclaimed, some old heart pine. We've done some stuff out of 100-year-old cypress that's really been sitting in the woods for about 50 years, and we turned that into a really nice oyster table and some dining room tables. So do a little bit of everything, whatever a customer asks for.
Do the tables, do you build them in custom in specific sizes, or could someone custom have it?
Every customer will come through. That's the first thing I get them to do is tell me how wide, how long, what kind of base you want. There's a lot of different style bases, but there's about two of them that are the most popular. But they do a really good job of letting me know what they want, and I try to make sure they get what they want.
Nice. What about, I've been hearing like the live edge tables, those are very popular. Does Tailgate Specialties do any of that kind of thing?
Those are popular. I haven't done any offhand, but I do have a customer now that we're looking for some live edge cedar for them. We can really do anything. And I'm really waiting on somebody to order something black walnut.
Mm.
I'd love to do something like that.
What is it about black walnut? That
it's just a really pretty wood. I mean, when you put it together, and it's got some dark hues and dark colors in it. It just really looks good, especially once you finish it and put that oil on it to preserve it, and it's got a good look to it.
Nice.
Which a lot of wood does, and there's a lot of different woods out there that'll really look good.
Are all the tables that Tailgate Specialties builds, are they stained, or do you ever do any painted?
Haven't done it. Well, a lot of people will get the bottom painted, the base of the table painted, and then they'll either get it distressed and then have the top stained. There's a few of them where the top was painted and distressed that. So it's really a mix of different ways. Most stuff is stained, But and whatever they're looking for, we'll make sure they get.
What's the turnaround time typically? Because I guess people, I would guess that with Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's that people might be thinking, well, let's spring and get that new table and.
Yeah, usually around the holidays, I can start getting orders in August for especially the oyster tables start pinging in, the cornhole games. Dining room tables, there's a lot of those. They don't really come as Christmas presents, but usually in the springtime they get really hot, and all throughout the year they stay hot. But the oyster tables are really going to pick up towards the holidays. So if you're going to order something for the holidays, it's best to get in there in August, September, get that ordered, and that way you'll be getting it by Christmas.
Right,
it can get backed up.
And folks can talk to you at the Charleston Fall Home Show. You'll be on display and talk about their particular projects to get, and there'll be plenty of time to get those done
before
the holidays.
Absolutely. I love doing custom stuff. We did some custom work for one of your remodels that y'all had in the previous issue.
Mm-hmm.
And she really loved her table, and it was kind of neat seeing the table in the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So, and seeing it on TV.
What's your favorite object to build?
Right now is probably the farm tables.
Farm tables?
Yeah, especially when somebody orders something different. It's fun and unique trying to figure out that different style and take a picture of what they may provide to me, and then I can spin my ideas on it and then come up with measurements and really, really make it fit what they're looking for.
Have you always been involved with woodworking or?
No, by trade I was a plumber for a long time and then busted my shoulder up pretty good and had surgery, and so I left out of that, and like I said, just started as a hobby. Made one cornhole game for my kid to go to football games, and somebody happened to see it in the driveway. It looked good, and they ordered one, and then, like I said, it was a hobby, and then I designed the oyster table, and it just took off from there.
Hmm. Well, that's great. Obviously, yeah. You must be a very talented woodworker, to have that many people seek out tailgate specialties.
It's fun, steady learning new things.
Well, how can folks get more information about tailgate specialties?
They can email me at tailgatespecialties@gmail.com and give me a call, 843-532-3641. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Tailgate Specialties, and those are probably the best ways to get me.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Chris Cox with Tailgate Specialties, and you're going to definitely want to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show and register to win that $2,000 shopping spree at Tailgate Specialties at the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 23rd through the 25th. Thanks so much, Chris.
Yep, not a problem. Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. And now we're talking with Ann Robinson, interior designer with GDC Home. How are you, Ann?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Tim.
Good. Ann, take a moment and tell everybody about GDC Home.
Well, GDC is a locally owned business here in the Charleston area. We have three locations, West Ashley, Mount Pleasant, and Kiowa. We're a home furnishing and design store. Each store has several interior designers available to help anyone with their project needs.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to be located at the Kiowa location,
mm-hmm.
and serve most of the Seabrook and Kiowa area.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I hope that you have a lot of smart customers at GDC Home that that appreciate the work that you interior designers do, because I always compare what an interior designer does to kind of like if you were going to cut your own hair, for example. You're just not going to get the same results as if you go to a professional stylist, and an interior designer is going to be able to deliver an outcome that is going to be well beyond what a homeowner could do on their own.
That's a good point. The fun part of the job is trying to have clients achieve their design aesthetic, and a lot of times they don't know how to exactly do that, so that's what we're there for.
Mm-hmm. What do you, I would imagine you probably encounter homeowners that they have a comfort zone, and maybe you might kind of push the limits a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
But at the end, they're probably very, very happy. But how do you handle that kind of thing?
basically, you develop a relationship with the client, and sometimes you need to push them a little bit out of their comfort zone for them to achieve the look that they really want. They just might be afraid to go that little extra mile.
And you told me before you start our interview that you do a lot of outside work rather than staying in the stores. You're out on the projects quite a bit.
I am. I do everything from new construction, renovations, the whole design process, which is a lot of fun.
What do you do? Like, at what point? I always hear interior designers say that they it's better to get them involved as early as possible in the process. But, you know, let's say, you know, they're framing the house, and how could an interior designer help when it comes to at that stage of things?
Well, first of all, you have to be able to read a set of blueprints. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times if you get in on very early in a project, you can spot things that can be altered before the client ends up with a problem on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fun part for me, is going from the ground up and completing the project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when we were building our house, our shower in the master bathroom, the interior designer pointed out, you know, if you wanted to make your shower bigger, you've got the space here to do that. But the plans were kind of like for a standard, you know, size shower. And lo and behold, we were able to make some adjustments to the plans, not sacrifice anything, and we ended up with a nice, big, roomy shower.
Absolutely. A lot of times, architects will just draw in something on plans, and if you really analyze the space, it might be utilized a little bit better, and that's what we're good at identifying.
Right, and what are some of the other things that, as an interior designer, you are, maybe point out at the early side of early stages of construction?
Mainly, you need to have a goal in mind, a design aesthetic that you're looking for, and stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, people who want to do things on their own get very confused and make random selections that don't necessarily go together.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, they're very frustrated and realize they've made a big mistake.
Right.
So guiding them from the very beginning is most beneficial.
Yeah, kind of like they want a very sophisticated look in their house, but then they also love the look of a barn door.
Exactly.
And maybe, you know,
you have to keep them on task and on track.
Is there any way they probably text you a photograph and say, is there any way we could work in a barn door to this?
Yes.
And now all of a sudden it's you're getting off of the original look.
And a lot of times they try to mix too many finishes.
Mm-hmm.
I see that a lot, and you have to steer them in the right direction.
Why don't more people use an interior designer? Because it seems like there's this, I guess, this pressure that a homeowner should be able to make the selections and do the work of an interior designer on their own. And it's almost as if the people who've never used an interior designer, they don't know what they're missing, and they're maybe afraid to, you know, ask for that kind of help.
That's a good question. I think with a lot of websites like Houzz and Pinterest, people get on those sites and think they can do it themselves, when really they cannot.
Mm-hmm. That's funny you mentioned that, because I talked to an interior designer a few years ago, and she said that she was getting out of the trade because she said too many people were thought they could do it themselves. They were looking on Pinterest, and that Pinterest was taking the place of an interior designer.
It happens. A lot of times people don't exactly execute what they see on Pinterest.
Right, they have a look, but it's almost like a copy of a copy is never as good as the original. Then
exactly.
Right. Well, are there any? Can you think of any interesting projects that you've been involved with that you know, have really made a big impact?
Really, my most recent fun project was an entire renovation on a beachfront house on Kiowa. Started out, can you freshen up my furniture? And we ended up with a complete renovation of the house and the furnishings.
Wow.
Wow. So that was a lot of fun.
It's almost like they started and they said, I don't want to let them go because I still want more to be done.
Yeah, it grew. The project grew and grew and grew. Lots of fun.
And does GDC Home have kind of a motif, a look of the furnishings that you folks carry?
Oh, there's a variety. We can provide just about anything. Lately, I would say things are trending more to the transitional side.
What does that mean, transitional?
Well, it's not really traditional, but it's not really contemporary. Mm-hmm. It's just got a fresh new look that people have gravitated towards. Mm-hmm.
Are people going with neutral colors, or are they
seeing a lot of blue and white,
navy blue,
indigo, navy? Any of the blues have been really popular right now.
Right, right. And as far as how a homeowner pays for this is. What are the fees like? How does GDC Home charge for interior design fees?
If we're in the store, our design services are complimentary. If we go outside to a client's home or anything that has to do with something that's not GDC, they're charged an hourly rate.
Gotcha. Well, I urge everyone to don't go it alone, to reach out and ask for the help of an interior designer, because people forget that, you know, the home is probably their biggest investment that they're making, and they're spending, in some cases, tens of thousands of dollars. And, you know, why wouldn't you want a professional to help guide you and make sure that the outcome is what, because the outcome is not guaranteed. You could spend all that money yourself and not end up with a house that you really wanted.
Exactly. And the environment should be one where you do go home. You have a sense of, oh, I'm home. I mm-hmm. love where I am.
There you go. Well, how can folks get more information about GDC Home and your services?
We have a website they can go to, or they can call any of the three locations.
Okay.
But I would visit our website.
Gotcha. And that website is?
GDC Home.
.com. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Well, we have been talking with interior designer Ann Robinson with GDC Home. Thanks so much, Ann.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Jean's Custom Workroom. They're located 1610 Sam Mertenberg Boulevard in West Ashley. And now we're talking with Chris Gentry with Lowe's Home Improvement Centers. How are you doing, Chris?
Hey, doing great. How about yourself?
Good, good. Of course, everybody knows what Lowe's is all about, and we're very, very proud to be partnering with Lowe's Home Improvement to be doing a huge flashlight giveaway at the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 23rd through the 25th. And it's all part of how we're trying to encourage people to get prepared for hurricane season. And we're going to be on Saturday morning when the show opens at 10 a.m. The first 200 families will each get it's about a $20 Craftsman flashlight. This is a very high quality flashlight Craftsman makes, and Lowe's, you folks sell those for about, I think it's like 1987, something like that.
Yeah, I believe it's 1998.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's a $20 flashlight that people can get for free just for coming to the Charleston Fall Home Show. Then on Sunday morning, when the show opens at 11, we're going to be giving away another 200 of these Craftsman flashlights to the first 200 families. So we're really, really excited. By my math, that's like $8,000 worth of flashlights we're giving away at the Charleston Fall Home Show. First of all, thank you. Thank you to
absolutely.
Lowe's Home Improvement for making this happen.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we are super excited to partner with this organization for this event. And, you know, we've got some great partnerships with some of our vendors like Craftsman, who's a great partner of ours. So really looking forward to this event. You know, hurricane season in Charleston, you know, there's always some sort of scare each year for us. So, you know, we take a lot of pride in partnering with people in advance to help educate the community and better support the community on how you can not only prepare for a hurricane, but also, you know, in the midst of one, how you can recover for one as well. So we're really looking forward to getting down there, handing out some flashlights, and hopefully educating a lot of people on, you know, how to really be prepared for hurricane season.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And I'm trying to think if there's any other product that someone should have in their home, whether they're preparing for hurricane season or, you know, just in general, but a high quality flashlight. And you know, you can buy lots of cheapy flashlights, and it seems like you go to turn them on and they're not working. You know, they were right. Maybe when you put them on the shelf, but they're not working anymore. And I have to say, we reached out to your father, mm-hmm. who is the store manager at the James Island Lowe's Home Improvement, and asked him if, you know, he might be interested in getting involved, because James Island usually does a hurricane expo every year at their store. And Dan got back to me and said, yes, the answer is yes, let's do it. And I met him over at the James Island Lowe's, and he basically said, what flashlight would you like? And yeah. I was kind of blown away. I thought he would be steering me toward, you know, $5 or less or something. And I said, you know, we're partnering also with ABC News 4 on this. And the flashlight is going to take center stage and be kind of like the star of the hurricane prep promo that Channel 4 is going to be running the month of August. And he went right over to this Craftsman display and pulled out this $20 Craftsman flashlight, and he said, let's do this one. So
yeah, you know, we do a couple different expos. Some of our stores here locally, you know, we've got 8 stores here in the Charleston area, and we will partner up and do a couple different expos. But you know, a good flashlight is definitely one of the mandatory items that you have to have in your hurricane prep kit. And you know, there's several different things that you could have, but we try to look at it as a viewpoint of what is a must-have. And so, you know, a couple other things just to call out that are, you know, key to have in preparing for a hurricane. You know, I think a weather radio is another good item that you got to have, and you can, that way you can stay in tune and get, you know, some live updates on what's going on. You know, we recommend that you have plenty of bottled water. And, you know, we sell bottled water. A lot of people don't think about Lowe's for bottled water, but that's an essential item to have. A first aid kit is another one that's, you know, something very, very important to have. And, you know, we also recommend that you know, our community, the citizens of our community, have generators as mm-hmm. well. You know, when your power goes out, being able to have either a portable generator or a standby generator is something that I think is key during the times of dealing with a hurricane. So there's a lot of different items. You can actually visit our website at Lowe's.com. And up top in the search field, just type in hurricane, and we list out, you know, really everything that you need to prepare, everything that you would need to clean up, and everything that you would need to recover and rebuild with. And it makes it really easy for our customers to go through and identify what exactly they may need.
I didn't realize this. I knew that Lowe's Home Improvement sells just the regular generators that people buy, but I didn't realize that you folks sold the permanent standby generators
yes,
as well.
Yes, we sure do.
What are those?
Yeah, so we you know, we have a couple different varieties. One of our local partners is with a generator company named Generac. They're the leading generator company in the industry, and we sell them and we also install them. You know, there's some really good benefits to choosing Lowe's for the installation. You know, we have some great warranty that we provide when we install the generators. And, you know, the best thing about our generator installs is if you're interested in one, you can contact your local Lowe's, and we come out and give you a free estimate. You know, so we'll come out and assess your home, assess the needs, and get you exactly what you need. And it's all a free estimate. So it's a really good benefit. So if, you know, if that's something that you're interested in, just contact your local Lowe's and let them know that you're interested in that. And, you know, we can get somebody out to your home to get that project started before any type of hurricane were to come. So.
Right. And, you know, for people who don't know what a permanent standby generator is, when when the power goes out in your house, which is inevitable with a hurricane, the standby generator automatically switches on.
It does.
And like I can remember this past fall, I can't even remember, it was a Hurricane Matthew, I can't remember, but one, we've had so many scares lately that, you know, as the hurricane was approaching, I think it was Florence, that's what it was.
Okay.
And, you know, our trick was we cranked down the AC to, you know, 65, knowing that the power was going to go out.
Right.
And, but if we had a permanent standby generator, and when the power goes out, it automatically, the power goes right back on. The generator switches on. And then when the power resumes, the generator automatically shuts off.
Yeah, it does. You're exactly right. That's the way it works. And you know, if a hurricane were to hit us, you know, you just don't know how long you're going to be without power, right? So a generator, you know, is really one of those items that's kind of a necessity to have, especially with people that may have, you know, in-home oxygen and you know, maybe. Different
special
things
needs.
Like insulin or special needs, you know, those, that standby generator is a critical, critical item. So that way it doesn't affect your lifestyle.
Right, right. That's true. Yeah. And I don't know, I don't want to use the word celebrating, but 2019 is the 30th anniversary of Hurricane Hugo, happened in 1989. And I moved down here 6 months after Hugo, but I had some friends living here. And they went 2 weeks without power,
and it
was hot as heck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what September's like in Charleston. It's supposedly fall, but it's still summertime, the temperatures.
Absolutely.
And so they were – nobody wants that today. Nobody
sure
wants
don't.
To be without their AC and everything like that. Well, we are so proud to be partnering with Lowe's Home Improvement. They're going to be on display at the Charleston Fall Home Show all weekend, August 23rd through the 25th. And then on Saturday and Sunday, be one of the first 200 families when the show opens at 10 a.m. And you'll walk away with a $20 Craftsman brand flashlight from Lowe's Home Improvement. Same thing on Sunday when the show opens at 11. The first 200 families will get a free flashlight as well. So, well, how can folks get more information about Lowe's Home Improvement and some of the hurricane preparedness products, Chris?
Yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, you know, visit our website at lowes.com. Up top in the search bar there, just type in hurricane and search for that, and that'll give you a lot of different categories like prepare, clean up, and rebuild, and different recommendations for items that you may need. And then also, you know, we've got 8 stores here local in the Charleston area, so feel free to stop by any of our stores. We have experts on site on a regular basis that we can, you know, really answer some of those questions and start connecting people with the products that they may need to be prepared.
Excellent. Well, we have been talking with Chris Gentry with Lowe's Home Improvement. Thanks so much, Chris.
Talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.